This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bayati Asli. Asli, the original, primary, the foundation, the entry into Bayati. I'm going to present a few structures, two common structures, ways of presenting Bayati Asli, and then two not so common but easily applicable, inshallah. So the first common structure of Bayati Asli is to enter and slowly descend. So example, after your isti'adha and your basmala, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, you say
ويل للمطففين الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون.
Or short a piece so you can hear it better. Enter and descend clearly in clean steps.
ويل للمطففين.
So it's a good entry, nothing too creative, rather you're entering respectfully and you're calming your nerves as you go along.
ويل للمطففين.
Another example.
والسماء ذات البروج. والسماء ذات البروج.
A nice, neat, respectful entry. The second structure option in starting Bayati is with a push.
ويل للمطففين.
A bit longer.
ويل للمطففين الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون.
Okay, you have your options there. So the first one is enter and then drop.
ويل للمطففين.
Second is enter and push.
ويل للمطففين.
In بروج.
والسماء ذات البروج.
A bit longer.
والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود.
Enter and push.
والسماء ذات البروج.
See the difference? Can you hear the difference? And entering, pushing, but a bit longer.
والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود.
And that would be a common ending for that option. You could also do both. You could do either of them, or you could do both. You start with the one that descends, and you do your next piece with the one that pushes. For example,
ويل للمطففين.
Neat, respectful start. And then you push.
الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون.
Good. So you have two basic structures. And then as far as options are concerned, as to what you do after you've entered, what you do after you've gone down your steps, or what you do after you've pushed, that comes with time, that comes with practice. But at least know your two options. Then you have two other options, where, let's say the third one first, is where you enter a bit lower. You enter a bit more shy. You enter a bit more nervous. But as you're reading, you feel your voice. By the end, you have a nice, neat push. And Sheikh Manshawi was known for this manner. So you have your Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Instead of Wailul lil, you start Wailul lil mutaffifin alladhina idha اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون. So, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Your first option. ويل لل. See that key? Where's this one? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويل للمطفين. فينا الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس وعلى الناس يستوفون. It's a bit more reserved, but near the end you're feeling your voice. With the other surah, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. First option, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ ال. Where's this one? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْمَوْعُودِ وَشَاهِدٍ وَمَشْهُودٍ. So the start is very plain, very reserved. You're feeling the quality of your voice at the time of a recitation, and at the end you gain a bit more confidence. And like I say, the endings are optional. There are other things you can do, but it's about your initial structure, how you enter and start the maqam. So that's your third way. The fourth way is done by Sheikh Mustafa Ismail at times. It's a bit, and Sheikh Raghib Mustafa Ghalawash also does it beautifully at times, is where you enter also a bit nervous, unsure, but near the end as well, you push up. So, for example, there's a bit more steps in the beginning. So, Sheikh Mustafa Ismail does it in Surah Maryam. So he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya Yahya, khudhil kitaba biquwwatin wa ataynahul hukma sabiyya. So, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Waylun lil mutaffifin alladhina idha اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون. ويل للمطففين. So this steps and up and down. ويل للمطففين الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون. Sheikh Raghib Mustafa Ghalawash, for example, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yawma tajidu kullu nafsim ma amilat min khayrim muhdara. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود. So listen to that. Think about that. Some might say that this fourth way is a bit more confident because you're playing around more, and the play helps warm up the voice for the stages and levels to come. So think about that and see it as structures. Identify with your ear, practice, and then we'll meet inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.